Democrats now insist they have a huge momentum shift after those special elections turned out pretty much like we thought they would. President Trump has the audacity to claim he should be able to decide who works for him. And Trump makes the media look like Wile E. Coyote again over comments about a third term. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That's right. This is the Dana Show, and it is time for Florida Man. My name is Craig Collins filling in. I have a few of them today. The first one, a Florida guy who could not get an interview at a company. He couldn't get them to call him back, nothing like that. So what does he decide to do? He throws bottles of pee at workers and also at the business itself, which apparently his plan was to get an interview by attacking people with something disgusting. That gets you arrested. That gets you a whole lot of things in Florida, and probably also hurts your ability to have another employer in the future interview you because of the threat of a pee attack happening again. But Florida man threw bottles of his own urine at people. That's a real thing that happened. You know what I love about the Florida stories, by the way, is just the sort of eclecticness of them. You got this guy over here attacking people with bottles of disgusting things. You also have a bunch of cows that got loose in part of rural Florida. 13 cows just wandering around the highway there in Martin County. A sheriff said they were looking for who owns the cows. Someone is unsure as to who actually is in charge of these bovine, and we need you to pick them up because they're causing traffic issues. But 13 cows just wandering around is a real story also out of Florida. Again, I love how unique this place is. A group of teens in Florida were arrested for attacking a mall Easter bunny. This is a real story. I think Wink News and other places put this out there. A group of teenagers was accused of doing this in Naples, Florida, because they thought it would be funny. A 14-year-old boy was cited and two other 13-year-old boys arrested for battery. What I don't get over, and what maybe you don't get over too, is the age of the people and how much social media has turned a lot of people into idiots and morons and jerks. And this would probably be the case here, but they thought it was funny to attack an Easter bunny at a mall at Coastland Center, and they got in trouble for that because, good, hopefully that's the sort of thing that happens a lot more. More Florida man stories. I thought this was interesting. A Florida man was run over by a vehicle while sunbathing at a beach. This is not the kind of thing you expect to happen, say, when you go to the beach. The man is supposed to be in, stable condition at the ICU, so hopefully he's going to be okay. But the guy, 33 years old, was just sitting and minding his own business when a vehicle driven by a 61-year-old woman accidentally drove over him. She was driving a Jeep, which was outside the designated travel lines. Of course it was, in the area. There's even a photo of the guy in the ICU sort of, you know, trying to look at the camera and be okay, which I think he told all the people on social media was what was going on there. But it's crazy. And even the quote, I just got a Jeep a couple weeks ago, and this was something I wanted to do. I said the person who was driving it, all of a sudden, a tire was going over my head, says the guy who got hit with the vehicle. And he said that he was just laying there face first, crying and screaming. That's got to be a surreal moment to be on a beach and have a Jeep drive over you and then also feel as though that's somehow unique to Florida, which I don't know if it is. I hope it is. That's horrible. One last Florida man story. I thought this one was also interesting, certainly bad. A Florida man was arrested because he was making written threats to kill President Trump. This is something that's illegal, something that you're not allowed to do. He was putting them up on social media and other places. This is obviously a crime. My favorite part of this story, if I have a favorite part of a story this dark, is the dude's mugshot. Because if you look up this guy, Glenn Del Seco, he looks like the kind of guy that would be putting these sort of things up on social media and then arrested for them. He looks almost perfectly so with disheveled hair and everything. Just a complete piece of crap individual out there. Thank you to the Jupiter Police Department was a message tweeted out by a couple different politicians in Florida and their seriousness was with which they took the threat of someone saying they were going to harm the president. What I think is also really interesting about this story is when the guy got arrested, he behaved as though he didn't know this was illegal. He thought he could just say that on social media. He didn't mean it, of course. That's the claim you make now. I wasn't being serious. I was just putting it out there and hoping that everybody just ignored it or whatever. But honestly, threatening and saying you're going to kill somebody, especially the president, are usually not a good move. So again, the eclecticness of the Florida man story, to go from people that are throwing bottles of urine, people that are getting hit by Jeeps on the beach, to also people that are just looking for their cows. What happened to their cows? And also the Easter Bunny. I feel uniquely bad for that individual who's in that costume. I've never had to wear a costume for any sort of job I had, but I did work at places where somebody else was put into the mascot costume. I know this for a fact. No one wants to be in there. No one who's in those things wants to be wearing them, wants to be in public in said outfit. They don't want to do it. They might choose to do it for the money, but they don't want to. The last thing we should do is beat them up.
Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the Kel-Tec PR 57. Now, I did go get mine. I haven't been able to really fire it yet because it's been busy preparing for some stuff that we got coming up, but very excited to put a few hundred rounds through this. And it's one of the latest from Kel-Tec. I think it's actually genius. It's a really smart 5.7. And if you like 5.7s, you always wanted to carry one. I think for men, obviously, it's a heck of a lot easier for us ladies. We're just built differently. This is the lightest 5.7 that's on the market. It's actually 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. And from Kel-Tec, it's the PR 57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Low recoil. Perfect. It's actually great for everyday carry because it's super thin and super light. They achieve it two ways. The rotary barrel, which makes it super light, and the unique top loading design that gets this. Get this. Replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips. You have a slimmer carry profile, 20+1 capacity. MSRP is only $399. Super, super affordable. It's the first of its kind. Kel-Tec PR 57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Visit KeltecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
All right, let's play something else. This audio I found really interesting yesterday. This is Fox News talking about the equity speed cameras that exist now in California. You feel like this is written by The Onion or the Babylon Bee, and it can't possibly be real, but it's real. Here we go.
Speed safety pilot program backed by Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom, where how much you pay for a speeding ticket depends on who you are. And it's all in the name of equity. On its website, the City Transportation Authority goes out of its way to explain that speed safety cameras will be dispersed across San Francisco in a, quote, equitable fashion. But not everyone will have to pay the same if they get a ticket. Get this. Low-income offenders qualify for steep fine discounts, guys, up to half off. And if you're homeless but speeding in your vehicle, you can get up to 80% discount. Jerry, here's just one of the many.
I do love the way people are laughing to the idea that someone has a car that they're speeding around in, but they also don't have a house, because that's kind of hard for us to understand, as a lot of people do. But some people in California live in their cars, I've been told. So maybe that's what they're talking about. But nonetheless, to have so much of the fine reduced and then to actually also have the fine essentially enhanced if you have money means that some people might face a fine as small as $5 and others might face a fine as high as $500 for the same speeding offense. This is insane. This is the kind of thing that has two actual real world, effects. The first real world effect is anyone that can get away with somehow qualifying for the, you know, small fine. Let's say that you're not actually homeless, but you're a college kid who's at home with mom and dad and you don't own that house. You might claim that you don't have a house right now, that you're not, you know, living anywhere, so your fine can be $5, and that's insane. There's going to be ways to game the system, but they're also going to enhance the amount of people that just commit these horrible, you know, or well, in this case, hopefully not as dangerous of a crime as other things, but this is smash and grab all over again. This is every policy in California where they say that the reason they're doing it is to make things more fair, make things more equitable, and then immediately these things are abused because of course they're going to be, because it's insane to tell people that you have to pay a different amount of fine based on how much money you make, as opposed to telling people you shouldn't speed or you should follow this law over here or over there. You shouldn't be breaking them in the first place. If you're someone who can't afford a $200 fine for something, you shouldn't make it likely in your life to hit said fine. You should do everything you can to prevent it, to avoid it. And I'm sure someone can use the extreme argument against what I just said of saying, what if it's an emergency? Well, if it's an emergency, you're probably not actually going to get in trouble. There's probably someone that you can prove that there was an emergency going on and you'll have the fine or the ticket thrown out. But nonetheless, all of this matters. All of this deserves to be part of a discussion that never exists when people only want to talk about what they perceive to be a political win or an emotional win or societal, like, look at what we're doing to make things fair. And then other people go, great. I bet you a bunch of people who support this idea don't live in California. I don't live in San Francisco and will never have any impact on this actual law itself, but they see it and they believe that it means that they're part of the good guys, the team that's doing all the right things in society, even if it winds up damaging society much more than helping it, which we've seen this movie time and again. It's just so insane. And to hear people talk about it and laugh about it too, the last thing I'll say about that is that I know somewhere in the, you know, darker reaches of the internet, or not even that dark, if you go on Twitter, you can find some of this, of people being up in arms, upset that people would find this funny or ridiculous or somehow, you know, insane. What I think about that is individuals who, and I think the best way to put it is a way that Dave Chappelle put it on Saturday Night Live, can't see beyond their own pain, whatever that might be. I think he made a joke about poor people and how angry they got at some people that were not as you know, financially challenged in our world, being mad about weird things. It's weird to recap a Dave Chappelle joke in this fashion. But essentially, he said, with some level of seriousness, but mostly his comedy, that people can't see beyond their own even envisioned, not real pain, but their imagined pain in our society. And that seems to absolutely be true. And the amount of people who'd cheer on these kinds of things and think that they're great until they get a ticket for $500 because they're well off, and then all of a sudden they're upset about it, is just through the roof. It's amazing to think about the amount of people who support something until it's at your door. One other good example of this, before I take a break, by the way, sanctuary cities, and how many of them regretted being sanctuary cities after people started being sent to that city that were supposed to be welcomed with open arms. But places like New York and Chicago didn't want to do that after they were called on their bluff. This is just another moment of that happening in the world and people laughing at it, and then other people being mad that you're hateful, even though you're anything but. You're just simply someone who's thinking rationally, which less and less people seem to do.
All Family Pharmacy has all of the medications that you need without anything being manufactured at all or sourced from China or even India. It's all right here made in the USA, which I think is incredibly important, especially if we're talking about becoming more self-sufficient with things like antibiotics, etc., because that's what All Family Pharmacy does. You don't have to play by Big Pharma's rules. Remember when they tried to shut down actual therapeutics and access to those therapeutics? Remember when they tried to bar you from getting ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and that you were being told that you were crazy if you had those? Yeah, but hey, take this injection. We don't know what it does, but go ahead and take it. They didn't just dismiss the alternatives. They crushed your ability to get them. All Family Pharmacy is about access and affordability. It's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. Straightforward pricing. online ordering. You can get your meds in just 2 to 4 days, or if you need them in a pinch, overnight. Your health is always within reach. I've used them many times before. You can also get your everyday maintenance medications too. They make it super simple, fast shipping, no gatekeepers, and again, made right here in the US of A. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Protect yourself and your family today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. This is the Dana Show. Time for a Quick Five. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. AI has proven that fingerprints are not unique. This might upend a whole lot of stuff within our society, unless AI is mistaken, which apparently it has been before. But Earth.com was one of the places that put out this story. I don't know why I like that I found it there. Our fingerprint analysis has been a dependable tool in crime solving for more than a century, but AI claims that we could get this wrong and get this wrong far more often than we thought we could so far. This is something that's going to take a lot more digesting for us to figure out if it's actually, in fact, accurate, as I said, but there is bias, there's next steps that are all suggested by AI. And again, it's right now just a story on Earth.com. I haven't seen it covered a lot of other places. So maybe by another week, AI will tell us that fingerprints are incredibly unique. We'll see there. But that at least is interesting to mention. Another story that I thought was funny. San Francisco asked people in a community to name a park that people in that community don't seem to want. So the names were hilarious, or at least the names that were most voted as likely to be the name of the park. Whether it was Parky McParkface, which was just stupid, or this is stupid, let's not do this. Someone who wrote in that the reason they want to name it this is because they don't want a park in that area. Really stupid park. Another one. No one who lives here has voted for this park is yet another name that jumped to the top of the list. That's awesome. Never ask the internet to do stuff or they'll do stuff terribly is a lesson we've learned again and again. Also a big story from yesterday. The NCAA championship game happened last night between Houston and Florida. And somehow, the last two possessions of the game, at least for Houston, they didn't even get a shot off. This is what it sounded like at the end of that game. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me make sure you can actually hear this, because I can hear it, but I don't think you can hear it yet. So let's get it back here. And then here we go.
Seconds short. He walked. He can't touch it. He can't. 1 second.
There's a fake shot, and then the ball was thrown to the ground, and the player who took the fake shot then couldn't touch it. Just really stupid. What I thought was interesting, too, was head coach Kelvin Sampson of Houston saying, how could we not get a shot off in the post-game interview? Here's part of that.
Yeah, I'm just going through those last two possessions more than anything else. It's incomprehensible in that situation. We couldn't get a shot. Gotta get a shot.
Yeah, that'd be the basics of trying to win a basketball game. You've got to shoot the ball at some point. And two possessions in a row at the end of the game, after leading for almost the entire game, Houston couldn't even fire anything up. So that was bad. And certainly feel bad for them today. Florida, your national champions. All right, we'll take a break. A lot coming up. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. But this is a talking head on MSNBC, saying that the biggest reason that we're, I guess, you know, down the tubes here as a country, which a lot of us don't actually agree with, is because we were racist, or we are racist, or something to that effect. Here we go. Here's the point made by Eddie Gloud. And I do think it's ridiculous. And I don't even care if I got his last name wrong. I don't care. Here we go.
We chose a felon who is more interested in loyalty, who's more interested in retribution, who's more interested in grift than in democracy. And we chose a felon because we didn't want to elect a black woman. So to read that,
what?
To actually explicate that,
uh-huh,
is to say we would rather destroy the republic.
There's a few ways to argue this. I was thinking about this too when I heard this audio for the first time yesterday, of like how I would discuss how stupid it is on this very show, filling in for Dana Lash. And the first thing I will say, and I'm not saying that I believe this actually would have happened, that Trump wouldn't have beaten the person, but people believed that the best candidate for the Democratic Party was definitely not Biden and was definitely not Harris, but it was actually a black woman, Michelle Obama, who did not want to run. That's what a lot of people believed. That's what a lot of Democrats, that's who a lot of Democrats said they would have voted for. It is interesting to hear someone on television completely ignore that idea to accuse America of being racist because it would refuse to elect a black woman, even though it elected a black man twice. So again, I get confused in these moments because the real reason that people didn't elect Kamala Harris and people chose to elect Trump, at least one of them, there are several, is that Harris was a terrible candidate who said things that made no sense, who spoke in these crazy, what I think I called them at the time, you know, drunken fortune cookie ways of speaking. Again, not a person who deserved to be elected to the office of president, and someone who was even thrown in there at the last minute, I think sort of by her own design. She wanted to usurp the former president and take his nomination from him. But partly because we also were lied to for a while of how terrible Biden's mind was. A lot of conservatives saw it. A lot of people in conservative media saw it. But the rest of media pretended that Biden was fine right up to the very end there. So there are so many reasons why Harris didn't win. None of them are racism. But it seems that people have to see a racism in order to make a point in our society. Jasmine Crockett, another example of this, talking, I think, just the other day, the congressperson in front of a crowd at a Baptist church about how we are not going to be the ones doing farm work and that we have to have illegal people here in this country to do the farm work for us. This is her narrative, not mine per se. Here, I'll play a little bit of the audio.
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right, right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hand.
She's looking very mad at the crowd.
You're not. You're not. We done picking cotton.
So a few things. There's a lot of ways to argue this, too, if you want to play ball or just say that she's being an idiot publicly. One of them is that cotton isn't picked by anyone. In 2025, we have machines that do that. So no one actually does that. I know she's just making a joke, but I just figured I'd throw it out there in case it helps her make a different joke in the future. A weird joke at that. Also, there is a visa program, the H-2A visa program, that allows people to temporarily have status here in the United States to work specifically on farms. The U.S. agricultural industry has quite a few people who do this. So again, there's actually a program to allow you to have legal status, which then also means you'd get a livable wage. The company has to prove that it can't hire Americans to do the job, that no one wants the gig, et cetera, et cetera. But again, there is a way around that. And then finally, the other thing that's so ridiculous about this that I can't get over, I can't get over this one every time that Democrats say it, is essentially they're the party of exploiting people. They don't want to be, or I don't think that they're trying to put that at the forefront of their message, but it's simply true. If you're yelling out loud that people have to be here in this country illegally in order to do the work that none of us want to do at the wages that none of us want to take to do that work, then you're begging for them to be taken advantage of and seeming as though that's an okay position to be had. And in the world of the woke, you would think that that would be the worst thing ever. You would think that it'd be odd for conservatives, to be the ones pointing that out, that you're begging for more people to be taken advantage of and get paid horrible sums of money to do important things in our society. And you're doing it proudly. I do think most Americans still agree, and I think most surveys back this up right now, that we want to change the way that immigration in our country works. We don't want to have as many people here illegally. This is something that most Americans agree with. And even more so, people are saying the way we go about it is one that they support. They're happy with the decision-making of the current administration to actually have a war against a lot of this stuff.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.